AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Polls are open in New Hampshire. As is tradition, people in Dixville Notch in northern New Hampshire voted at midnight, all six of them. Nikki Haley has the early lead. It's down to Haley and Donald Trump in the GOP primary. Political science professor Chris Galderi at St. Anselm's College in New Hampshire says it's hard for a supporter of Donald Trump to even consider anyone else.
It turns out that there are a lot of folks for whom the chaos and the scandals and the tweets were a big part of the appeal. And it's really tough to compete with that by saying, hi, I was a perfectly competent conservative governor of South Carolina.
President Biden is not on the Democratic primary ballot in New Hampshire. Oppenheimer leads the Oscar nominations with 13. Here's the AP's Margie Zaralletta.
How about because this is the most important thing to ever happen in the history of the world?
Oppenheimer's nominations include Best Picture, as well as acting nominations for Cillian Murphy, Emily Blunt, and Robert Downey Jr., and directing for Christopher Nolan.
Hi, Barbie!
Hi, Ken.
Barbie had 8 nominations, including Best Picture and Ryan Gosling for Supporting Actor, but Greta Gerwig was passed over for Best Director. The other contenders for Best Picture are American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. The Oscars are March 10th in Los Angeles. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
California State University faculty and staff are back at work today after reaching a tentative contract agreement. The workers went on strike yesterday. The CEO of United Airlines says he's disappointed in ongoing manufacturing problems at Boeing that have led to grounding of dozens of United jetliners, and the airline will consider alternatives to buying a future, larger version of the Boeing 737 MAX. As demonstrations grow in France by farmers against low wages, a woman was killed, her husband and daughter seriously injured in a traffic collision at a protest barricade. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is hanging around its record heights as earnings reporting season for big U.S. companies gets going. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% early Tuesday. The Dow was down 87 points, a day after topping 38,000 for the first time. The NASDAQ Composite was 0.2% higher. Procter & Gamble and United Airlines helped lead the market after reporting stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. 3M fell after giving a forecast for upcoming earnings that fell short of analysts' expectations. More than a dozen companies in the S&P 500 reported their latest quarterly results Tuesday morning. More than 50 are scheduled to follow up later this week, including Tesla and Intel. Treasury yields were mixed, as were stock markets abroad. Seth Sutel, New York.
WWE's weekly television show Raw will move from USA Network to Netflix next year as part of a major streaming deal worth more than $5 billion. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right.